WBSM presents The Barry Richards Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Text us using app chat on the WBSM app. Now, The Barry Richards Show.
All right, welcome to the program for a Tuesday. No, it's not a Tuesday. Today is Thursday. That's right. Yesterday was not Monday. It was Wednesday. I'm a little bit confused with this week because I had the first couple of days off. So it is actually a Thursday. When you make that kind of mistake, you're kind of glad you do. When it's when it really is earlier in the week and you're saying it's later in the week, well, that's not too good. But in any event, it is Thursday, so the week is almost over. And that's good. My voice is a little bit more solid today than it was yesterday. Appreciate your patience yesterday putting up with it. And appreciate you being here with us today. And we got a really busy day today. A lot of things going on. And now we've got a lot of folks joining us today. We've got Holly Robichaud in just a couple of moments. Elizabeth Dion, who is the Republican candidate for state treasurer, is going to join us in the next hour, and she's pledging to save us tens of millions of dollars by going in and conducting her own audits if she's elected. So excited to chat with her coming up in the next hour. Sean Oliver joins us in the 2 o'clock hour, and Sean Oliver was just elected the New Bedford, the president of the New Bedford Republican Committee, and he is responding to Mayor John Mitchell's endorsement this week of the re-election of Maura Healey for governor. And so we're going to chat with them about that. Just a heads up, a programming note. Tomorrow, Tim Dunn joins us from the Boston Herald at 1:05 in his usual weekly slot. Tim is going to be on the Fox News channel as a guest on Saturday morning, Saturday in America. That's the one with Kaylee McInerney. And right now, his appearance is scheduled at 11:08 on Saturday morning. As you know, Tim Dunn has been doing yeoman's work for the Boston Herald as a political reporter, and has been really working hard on this SNAP benefit fraud baloney here in Massachusetts. So he's going to talk to Kaylee about that on Saturday. If you did not see it, Diana DeSaglio was on the program last week. The state auditor, who was fighting very hard for an audit that you voted for. 72% of us voted for it. But let's start at the very beginning, as they said in the sound of music, right? And Holly Robichaud is with me on the line right now. And Holly, how are you, my friend?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Don't have much of a voice, but
yes. Would you lose it all in Vegas?
You know what? I lost it before I went out there, and it hasn't come back completely yet. So, but poor people out there are getting snow and rain and everything. So, but while we were out there, the weather was good.
Sounds like we're going to get some this weekend.
Yeah, let's hope now. Let's hope it all goes out to sea. Or maybe we'll send it out to Vegas anyway. I don't know. But a lot of stuff going on, and I just mentioned Maura Healey's out on the campaign trail, and she was here in New Bedford, I guess, on Monday, and Fall River on Monday as well, picking up the endorsements of New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell and the mayor, Mayor Coogan, out in Fall River. And she's working hard for Bristol County. Bristol County is shifting to the purplish, maybe even to the red. And so she, for once, a Democrat, is understanding how significant this area is, and she's out here fighting for it.
Yeah, well, she's going to lose Bristol County, and she's going to lose a lot of other counties across the entire state of Massachusetts. She has failed to take care of, you know, any of the communities, right? I mean, her idea of helping communities is allowing them to triple the auto excise tax. That's crazy. People pay enough, okay? But every time you turn around, she wants more money out of our wallets.
Yeah, absolutely. And oh, by the way, there was a breaking a piece of information. I don't know why it took so long for this to get out, but her good old buddy there, Lamar Cook, her Western Massachusetts office manager, I guess, has now been officially indicted.
What a shocker.
Yeah, what a shocker. What a surprise. Let's see, gun and drug charges, including a new charge. The new charge against Lamar Cook indicates authorities believe other people were involved in the deliveries of nearly 50 pounds of cocaine to a state-owned building in Springfield in a hotel at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. And he's also trafficking 200 grams or more of cocaine, which is a felony. So, you know, a bunch of other stuff. But, I mean, again, this is coming at a great time for anybody who's running against Moore Healy, because this is, I think they're going to be able to hang this around her neck like an albatross.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, you know, this is a woman who told us she was doing background checks on the illegal immigrants, right? And then she, you know, she claimed, right, Senator Durant filed numerous public records requests asking for it, never could get it, said she doesn't have to, you know, adhere to public records requests, she's exempt. And then it was the Boston Globe, that outed her that she wasn't doing the public background checks. And then she turns around and says, well, it was somebody in her administration. You know, so, you know, and then she claims that she did a background check on Lamar Cook, but yet you do a simple Google search and you can see that he's been in trouble with the law. And then she said, then they give him back pay. And she says she's upset that when they, you know, terminated him, that they gave him the back pay. And so when asked, and I think it was Tim Dunn, when asked if she, you know, what she was going to do about it or any heads going to roll, because Lamar Cook got this back pay, she just said, I'm upset. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing is her fault. She takes no responsibility for anything that's happening in the state of Massachusetts. Okay, whether it's, you know, the parole board freeing 40 people that were convicted of murder that were supposed to be serving life without parole, 40 out, okay, Lamar Cook gets back pay. I mean, every time you turn around, there is a problem here in the state of Massachusetts, and she is not taking responsibility.
Yeah, and when 14-year-old girls are getting raped in her no-tell motels, hey, these things happen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
These things happen. So the, you know, you mentioned Tim Dunn. I mentioned him too coming into the into this discussion. But this whole SNAP benefit thing is really exploding. DeSaglio was on Fox News last Saturday. Pardon me, talking about it. So there's national interest in it, obviously now. And Tim's going to be on Fox News Saturday morning talking about it. He did yeoman's work, as he continues to do, with his whistleblower story about how rampant the SNAP EBT fraud is in Massachusetts, and how people who work in that area were just basically told, hey, look the other way, and so on and so forth. Keep processing. Don't worry about it. So now we've got a handful of Senate Republicans that are calling for an oversight hearing. Senate Committee on Post Audit and Oversight, which is chaired by Mark Montigny of New Bedford. And those include Senator Tarr, Ryan Fatman, Patrick O'Connor, Peter Durant, and Kelly Dooner. And they want some hearings. And do you think the hearings would really do any good, or what?
I think it can't hurt to. We've got to be asking questions, okay?
Yeah.
And you know, certainly Kelly Dooner's been asking questions. You know, she was the one who uncovered the 700,000 EBT cards being issued, an increase of 700,000 EBT cards being issued last year. So, yeah, let's ask some questions. You know, on behalf of Brian Shortsleeve, who's running for governor, I have filed numerous public records requests to the Department of Transitional Assistance, which is welfare, and they have not answered any of the questions. One of them right now that I've got out there was I asked in the beginning of November, and anybody that doesn't know about public records requests is basically they have 10 business days to get back to you, and then they get extension if they want it of 15 days. Well, they have been, since November, hitting me with a 15-day extension. No explanation why they, you know, I was supposed to get them on, like, New Year's Eve, didn't get it, right? I got a lovely email. Every Friday, I'll get one tomorrow from DTA saying, we're still working on it. We'll send it to you, you know, we'll get to you in a couple weeks, right? And they just don't. So, and I've told Tim Dunn, I've sent him the message, all the messages I've gotten from DTA every time, you know, postponing it. And there's a lot of different things that we should be looking at. If you remember earlier this this fall, Brian Schwartzley came out with that how much money was being spent out of state. These EBT cards are being used in Hawaii and California and Florida. I don't believe people should be taking a vacation on taxpayer money. I'm sorry. It's supposed to be a helping hand, not a free vacation to be, you know, using these EBT cards down in Orlando. And that's wrong, okay? I mean, this system is completely corrupt. And Tim Dunn did a great job exposing that it's the leadership that's ignoring. They basically said, you know, we can see the fraud, but never mind. Just keep passing them out.
Yeah, no, and that is the important thing here. It's amazing just how much is going on that the current administration just said. I don't think they have any clue this stuff is going on. I think when they hear Leah Foley's press conference from 2 weeks ago, and when they hear Diana DeSaglio's report of $12 million missing, through abuse for fiscal year 25, I think this all comes as a stunning shocker to the administration. And I think they're just trying to plug the holes. Personally, I mean, that's my view. I don't think they have a grasp on any of this at all.
No, but I mean, they know what's going on, right? They know what's going on, that it's coming from the leadership, okay? And look, if, you know, Healy wanted to stop it, she'd turn over the DTA records, the staff records, to the federal government. And she said, no, she won't do it, right? So she's more interested in protecting fraud, right, than you know, protecting the taxpayers of Massachusetts. And I would say that's reason number one to just fire her from the corner office.
Yeah. You know, it frustrates the hell out of me. Yesterday, I sat here and with the limited voice I have, I called for anybody but Mitchell here in New Bedford. Look, Mitchell's done some great things, Mayor John Mitchell, over the course of his tenure, but he continues to frustrate the hell out of me with his party before people routine. He's endorsed, Markey. He's endorsed Elizabeth Warren twice. He continues to endorse,
How could he endorse, being the mayor of New Bedford, how could you endorse Markey or Warren, right? They have done nothing. I mean, they've gone out of their way to kill the fishing industry, which is, you know, so important to New Bedford's economy.
Yeah.
I mean, he should stay out of it, right? I mean, at a minimum, if not endorse a Republican. I've gone down there. I've walked, to meet with the fishermen. It's really sad, and they're getting no help from their federal representatives, and the New Bedford mayor endorses. Does he not talk to the fishermen down there? Does he not talk to the fishing industry down there? That's just outrageous.
Yeah, and it continues to be the same old pattern of party before people, and I can't think of any incumbent mayor or any candidate for office at the local level that would think Maura Healey has done such a great job that she deserves an endorsement for another 4 years. I mean, I just don't get that. Whether it be the immigration issue that has deprived so many folks of money here, they need the housing crisis, which is, totally absurd. You got the governor. I mean, then New Bedford's a city that's jam-packed with three-deckers and so on and so forth. And the governor's saying, well, yeah, maybe we ought to consider this idea of, reducing the number of staircases in tall housing complexes so that we can fit more in. We can squeeze more in. Everything this woman does, everything this woman says, taxes, new taxes being proposed left and right. So how does a mayor with any conscience or any concern about the people that he is elected to represent, how do you come out and endorse this? It just doesn't make sense to me.
So I'm on team Sean there.
So yeah, absolutely. So Healy, I guess, was on Channel 5 on Sunday on their On the Record program. And
didn't that ruin your Sunday morning, or were you still in Vegas?
So yeah, unfortunately I missed it. I was busy doing something else. But
you,
yeah,
nothing's her fault. It's all Trump's fault, right?
Yeah,
she came out against it would be the end of the world if we cut the income tax. Look, the state of New Hampshire doesn't have a sales tax or an income tax, and they're able to function. I mean, why don't you take a look at cutting the budget down a little bit? I mean, she was so, the world is ending. Oh, my goodness, if a tax is cut, it's the end of the world. What a terrible, she had some crazy things to say, too.
Yeah, she usually
does. She came out for abolishing ICE, okay? Yeah. So does she not remember 9/11?
So she and Kelly Ayotte apparently are back and forth again. I love this cross border. Yeah, I love Kelly. Yeah. And so Maura Healey's actually got the chutzpah, I guess, to tell Kelly Ayotte, the successful governor of New Hampshire, don't you build this ICE detention center. Don't build it. It's like, well, who are you to be telling her what to do? And Ayotte's response was, you got to get control of your own state before you start telling us what to do.
Right. I mean, I agree with Kelly. Like, why don't you run your own state, not run it into the ground, but run your own state well before telling Kelly Ayotte what to do? I mean, our state is, look, every day there's another story about a business picking up and leaving the state of Massachusetts. I mean, we're at a crisis. Okay, we've got a budget, a state budget that is out of control. Okay, they're reaching into our wallets to pay for all of these things, right? We don't get enough local aid to the community, so we're getting hit at the property tax level. And then you open up your utility bills. No wonder why everybody's leaving.
Yeah, and where are they heading? The top destination for people from Massachusetts is, well, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
So they like Kelly better than Moore, I guess, right? They think Kelly's doing a better job. So, on the budget, I wrote a piece about it today. It's up on WBSM.com on our Facebook page and everywhere else our stuff shows up about Healey's budget. She's got a $63.36 billion budget. Proposal on the table, an increase in spending overall of 3.8% from the current fiscal year. And in that budget, she's looking to slash the Department of Conservation and Recreation, DCR. That's the agency that runs all the state beaches and parks and pools and everything else. So she's taking it to the taxpayers.
They've already been decimated enough, don't you think?
8.3% cut, Holly. 8.3% and 2.9% cut on the seasonal employee account. Those are massive hits on the people who are paying the taxes, taking their recreation away from them.
Taking their recreation and hurting our tourist industry, too, that generates income.
So if you want to go to Horse Neck Beach this summer, one of the most popular tourist destinations in the entire region, you might get there and find there are no lifeguards or nobody to pick the garbage up off the beach because Moore is cutting the budget.
Right. I mean, she's doing. She doesn't know how to manage the state, and her priorities are all wrong. She would, and where's that money going to? It's going to the home base program where we're giving illegal immigrants rent for 2 years for free.
Yeah. But see, this is what pisses me off. So instead of saying, hey, look, people in Massachusetts, they got it tough right now. Energy bills are through the roof and, all these other crazy things are going on. Rather than saying, well, I'm going to cut, folks who are getting fraudulent SNAP benefits that can work, that can be supporting themselves or whatever, or maybe reduce the number of illegal immigrants that we're going to put in the home base program. No, she goes right after the working people and families, the poor people that need those beaches and need those parks in the summer. Maybe you can't afford to pick your kids up and fly to Disney World this year. So you go to the beach or you go to one of the state parks or whatever. And seniors use those parks. I'm a senior, but I've got a $10 a pass that you can buy to, that you can get into the parks and the beaches all summer and everything. And it's a senior pass. They have them for veterans. They have them for income-eligible people and so on and so forth. So she's going to cut this. This is a major source of recreation for people. Why come after people like that?
Well, that's wrong for what she's doing. But, if you read also in the budget, she has put speed cameras into the budget.
Yeah.
So while she's taking stuff away, she's also going to hit you with fines for, speeding. And you're going to get hit both on, the fine and on your insurance, okay? I mean, And then she has the audacity to say on OTR the other day, she's going to focus in on affordability. For who? Who's she helping?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody thinks the state's more affordable. Everybody opens up their utility bills in shock, okay? And furthermore, she said on that program that everybody was getting a 25% rebate on their utility bills. Absolutely not true, right? You're getting a delay on your utility bills, not a rebate.
So, you know, while she's taking away the beach, and while she's, wants to put an excise tax on your excise tax, and while she's putting cameras out there to raise more revenue and all this kind of stuff, coming after the working people, she's going to give $2.7 million more to Andrea Joy Campbell, to hire more lawyers to sue Trump.
Andrea Campbell, last lawsuit I saw her file, was she was suing other Massachusetts communities to comply with the MBTA Communities Act.
Yeah.
Right? She's suing towns, right? They're not trying to find a solution. They're suing towns that have stood up, already had their local aid projects cut, and now they're suing towns, right, that say, wait a minute, this isn't going to work for our community. This is nuts.
The priorities are just so out of whack. That's what's so alarming about all of this. You know, it's on every front you look at, whether it be new taxes or whether it be how she's spending the money, $3 to $5 billion on programs for illegal immigrants to feed them and house them and so on and so forth. Yet we got to cut from the beaches and the parks. We need to raise a prescription tax on Nana's butt on her prescription. So because we need more money. We got cameras. We got to have, a tax on the excise tax. We need a local option meals tax. We need to increase that by another 3%. I mean, the priorities, I don't understand why not just the mayors, but why any citizen in this Commonwealth doesn't see this as an attack and an affront on them.
I can't believe, I don't know who they're polling. Because everybody that deals with that pays their bills is getting slammed by this governor. Everybody that obeys the laws, they're getting slammed by this governor. So it's backwards. So, I mean, unless they're registering illegal immigrants to vote, which they could be, who's going to vote for her?
Yeah. Certainly not this guy. So she's put together, I guess, another study committee. I love Maura Healey's study committees.
That's what we need, another study.
Another study, right, on whether taking a second stairwell out of an apartment complex is dangerous. Hello? Would you put your mother up on the fourth floor in an apartment complex or fifth floor in an apartment complex without a back stairway to get out?
So we had looked at a condo at one point that had a basement with only one egress. And, and they said, you could redo it, right? And we're like, yeah, there's no way out, right, if the stairway's blocked, right? There's no other way out. So, no, who would do that, right? I mean, so she, once again, she just doesn't think these things through. I mean, one thing that you could do to make things more affordable is cut the utility rates, right? Because everything needs energy to function. If she was doing that, right, it would make it more affordable to build places. Stop putting regulations onto every house, that gets built out there, right? The regulations cost so much. So that adds to the cost. But they don't think like that. They think of, like, let's come up with another crazy idea. Mm-hmm. And the state will be sued for the first family that dies because they couldn't get out because there was only one stairwell.
Yeah. Dear old Ed Markey, who's up for re-election this year, be 80 years old by the time we cast ballots, is leading a boycott of the State of the Union address, which is, I believe, the 24th next week. Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, good. Maybe we could get some seats there, Barry.
Yeah, I'm thinking, maybe we that'll mean that if all the Democrats don't show up, they won't have those stupid paddles with the messages on them.
Right, they won't do their little antics and act like two-year-olds in it. So, I'm fine. Like, don't go.
Yeah, don't go. And I mean, you know, but, you know, just focus the camera. You know, last year was great because Trump's a genius anyway. He's a public relations genius. But he made reference many times to, you know, no matter what I say, these people over here aren't going to clap. And he addressed them and their behavior. So this, I think, would give him an even greater chance, if they don't show up, to, you know, just point out how stupid they are. In the year of the midterms, I think that would be wonderful. And, you know, the people who do watch would, you know, really understand what these people are all about.
I mean, I get, you know, that they don't like the president, right? I didn't like Biden. I didn't like Obama. But you don't disrespect the office. And the Democrats are like two-year-olds that need a good spanking.
Corporal punishment, that's child abuse, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got my share of them, and, you know, I turned out to be a good conservative, so maybe the progressives needed a few.
My mom used to get out the wooden spoon.
Yeah, my mother just got whatever was handy. You know, I remember being chased around the kitchen table and out the doors with shoes whizzing by my head more than once. But, all right, we got to wrap it up. Holly Robichaud, always a pleasure to chat with you.
And feel better. Get your voice back. Okay?
Yeah, thank God the weekend's coming. I'll give it a rest this weekend.
All right.
But so I appreciate you and your time, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, Holly Robichaud, national political consultant and commentator, and she's with us usually on Thursdays. Unless one or the other is out of town or whatever. But so we're going to come back in just a couple of moments. And a reminder to you, we have Elizabeth Dion coming up after the 1 o'clock news. She is a Republican candidate for treasurer, and she's got some news. She's promising to give us audits, big audits, if she's elected. And so another ally in the fight to open the books. We'll find out more. Also in the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Sean Oliver, who is a Ward 3 city councilor in New Bedford. And he is also the newly elected chairman of the City of New Bedford Republican Committee. And he's got some words from Mayor John Mitchell and his endorsement of Maura Healey this week. So we've got a whole lot to do this afternoon. Whole lot to learn right here on WBSM. Let me take a break and we'll come
away. This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for just $6.
Get hot!
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends. Things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetDix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Back to Barry Richard on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
All right, 12:45 on a Thursday afternoon, and Journey there, of course. And Journey is doing its farewell tour this year, and I guess it goes this year into next, maybe. I'm not quite sure. And, of course, Steve Perry left the group many, many years ago. And but I just read a piece on some classic rock page online that Journey, the members of Journey, have invited him to join the tour, and he said to be considering it. Which is something he said he would never do. Now, I don't know whether that means he would go the whole tour or just, you know, at select appearances along the way. But we'll keep you posted if we learn any more about that. 508-996-0500 is the number. You are next on WBSM. Good afternoon. Hey, hello?
Hello.
Hey, you're next on WBSM.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. It's been a while since I've talked to you.
I'm glad you called.
Absolutely. So you feel like you're doing the right thing, and I purchase and have now an electric car, all electric, now for a year. And now all of a sudden I'm following through what their Massachusetts is trying to do, is because now I'm not paying into the road tax because I'm not buying gasoline. Now they want to charge me, and they're trying to figure out a fee that I'd have to pay every year because I am not paying the road tax. I love it.
Yep, yep. Well, this is where the consideration came in of the cameras and the mileage tax and all of this stuff. And do not let your guard down, because they're talking about the possibility of this legislation actually pending in the Senate that would put limits on the numbers of miles that you can travel. And the reason they want to do that, yeah, is so that they can charge you a tax if you go beyond that. They're going to be watching you. They want to watch what you're doing. So, yeah, anybody with an EV that thinks they're going to save money by not having to buy gas or pay the gas tax, they're going to get you one way or the other.
Now, I don't know how they would ever find out because that of how many miles I go. Because the first thing is that when it came to inspection stickers, they had no control over that. My wife was one of the ones that would always skip to the next month. And she says she's after, a few years, she said, we get a free inspection sticker. And there was no way of tracing it. And you can go around and see how many people don't get their cars, inspected. And so I don't know how they're going to track how many miles? How
probably. Well, there are a number of different ways they can do that. They can do that by forcing you to have a transponder in your car, a GPS. They can. Most cars have them now anyway. Have a GPS system within them, so they can track you that way. They can track you with what do you call those things that hang over the highways? The cameras, there's a name for it, but which they're already using to tax you. You've ever been out on the highway? I don't know, maybe going to New Hampshire or even on the Mass Pike, and it just scans your plate as you go by. So there are plenty of ways that they can follow you without a question.
I guess now it would be kind of invasion of privacy too, now that they know where you go and stuff. I think we've got enough. I can see, cameras and things of that nature, I'm sure would help with, crime and things of that nature, but having it on my personal vehicle and knowing where I go and shopping and trips and stuff like that, I think that's egregious. I really think that's...
Well, I think so too, but we knowingly buy into this, right? We all go out and buy new cars, and we've got the tracking systems already in the car. I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you're... what's the name of it? The program that's in most of these cars now. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Yeah, they come on and they ask you, I have it in my watch. If I put my hand down too hard on the board here, my watch will blink. It says, "Well, it looks like you fell down. Can we send an ambulance to where you are or whatever?" That it happens frequently for me because I'm always banging my hand down. But I mean, yeah, they know where you are at every second, so it would not be very difficult for them to monitor you.
I mean, I have OnStar, and
that's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, OnStar. Yep.
OnStar, and then the only reason I keep it is because if my vehicle gets stolen, it will actually tell me basically where the vehicle is.
Yeah.
It also gives me updates on tire pressures and stuff.
Yep.
I can understand that, but as far as telling me where I'm going and things of that nature and how many miles, don't we have some amendment rights they're starting to... you want to put something in a public place, I have no problem with that. But you start putting monitoring systems on my vehicles and stuff like that, I find that that's going way overboard.
Yeah. Or even on the highways. Even if they put the cameras, more cameras on the highways and such to track your vehicle. To me, that's an invasion of privacy as well.
Right.
But, it, you know, it's funny. The governor just signed an executive order saying that ICE is not allowed to go near courthouses or schools or anything like that, because that's infringing upon the rights of the illegal immigrants. You can't follow them around. You can't. But yet they're considering tracking everyday citizens around and charging them for their movements. Right. And saying, well, look, you've already gone past your 10,000 miles this year. You know, we're going to send you a bill for everything more than that that you go. But that's right. The level of the world right now. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to hear an interesting fact? So I've had solar since 2010, and I signed the contract. So whatever Eversource is selling the kilowatts to me, I sell it back to them because my meter runs backwards. Well, everybody says you want to sign this petition because the rates are outrageous, this and that. And I said, no, it actually helps me, because the more they charge, the more I get, and the more I get back. So it's kind of a catch-22. So now I think it's around 27 cents a kilowatt, why everybody's complaining, and I certainly don't blame them. But I get that back. So when I'm not using electricity and it's going back into the grid, instead of getting the 19 cents now, I'm getting almost 27 cents. Damn. And that's why I ended up with an electric car, because I have a credit of over $2,400, which they don't give you back. I mean, you literally, you know, you have no time frame to use it, but because everybody says, well, why would the rates be so high and you buy an all-electric car? I said, because it doesn't cost me anything. That's the only reason I got it. And obviously they're limited in range, but it's certain lifestyles. It works for us, and I don't sign any petitions. With Eversource to lower the rates, because it works to my advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Good call. Thanks for calling. And call in more frequently, too. Good contribution. All right, I've got to get the last break in now for this hour. 508-996-0500. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, Elizabeth Dion, Republican candidate for state treasurer, going to join us. And she's got some plans for doing some auditing. Auditing! We all love audits, right? And the bigger, the better. And we'll find out what she's got in mind coming up after the news. Stick around. We're coming right back right here on WBS.
How's Tommy doing now?
Much better.
You said it was asthma?
Yeah, he started with this cough and then he was wheezing.
That's terrifying.
Doctors said hidden triggers can make it worse. Things like dust, mold, and even pests.
Pests?
Yeah, droppings and allergens from cockroaches and rodents can seriously impact children with asthma or allergies.
I had no idea.
We're making sure our home stays pest-free.
Don't let pests put your family's health at risk. Visit pestworld.org to learn more. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
So I have a mouse. No big deal.
Actually, mice contaminate food and spread disease.
Bedbugs? In my suitcase? No, our hotel was spotless.
Actually, bedbugs like any place there's people and cause itchy red welts.
So I saw a cockroach. Okay, three. It's no emergency.
Actually, cockroaches can trigger asthma and spread disease. Household pests are a health threat. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes. Trusted. Local. Family.
Welcome back, 12:58. We're going to hit the news in just a couple of moments. On the other side of the 1 o'clock news at about 1:05, we're going to speak with Elizabeth Dion. Welcome back to the program, Elizabeth Dion. She is a Republican challenger to Deb Goldberg, the current Massachusetts treasurer. And Elizabeth Dion is an interesting person. We enjoyed having her on the first time. She's going to talk to us about a number of things, including her plan to get rid of, quoting here, get rid of tens of millions of dollars of wasteful spending. Ooh, my ears are. Yeah, I'm ready. I want to hear some more about this. And she's got a plan to do some audits. some audits. You know how you voted for an audit, right? 72% of us did. And we are still out there battling and still can't get the audit. Diana DeSaglio, the auditor for Massachusetts, was on Fox News Saturday last week and bringing some national attention, much needed national attention to what's going on here, the fraud, the abuse of power by the Democrat Party, by the Democrat leadership, refusing to grant the people the audit that they voted for, following the law, essentially. You know, the attorney general is getting a $2.7 million more to hire attorneys to fight Donald Trump in court. And it can't be bothered to go to court to fight for the law that you enacted last year. Well, actually, the November 24, calling for an audit. So it's going to be interesting to see what Elizabeth Dion has planned if she is successful in her campaign. She needs you this fall in order to be successful. So we're going to chat with her a little bit. And